and welcome to Power Bites. Here on Power Bites, we'll be discussing important topics related to power generation. I'm your host, Lou Signorelli, and as always, we appreciate you, our listeners, and hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. Please feel free to leave us comments or send us an email at powerbytes, that's bytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com, or leave us a five-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It really does help. Today, joining me live via the Cat Electric Power Hotline is Brian Foer. Brian is a degreed engineer with 20 years of experience at Caterpillar. One of his most recent roles was serving as an engineering leader for Caterpillar's power density programs. Welcome, Brian, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Brian, I'm very interested in this power density effort. Can you fill us in on what that is driving and what's coming of that?
Sure. Power density is something that I've had the opportunity to talk about in various events over the last few years. And one of the things I like to point out to start with is that though we talk about power density and have talked about it a lot in the last few years, it's really something that has been going on for decades, really even from the beginning of Caterpillar producing engines. I like to show a slide during these presentations based on the 3500 engine platform. That platform was originally introduced in 1980, so going on 40 years old now. From 1980 to the early 2006, our power density doubled in that engine platform. And now going on almost 40 years of that 3500 platform, we're nearly tripling the power density of that platform. So power density has really been a core part of our engine development efforts since the beginning. So it's definitely not new. But the question is, why do we do that? You know, the 3500 engine platform through all that development has gone on to be the gold standard in a number of industrial applications. And the reason partly is because of that continually increasing power density. You know, the economics of most industrial applications call for fewer units with higher power rather than many units with lower power. And that's based on just the economics of the applications themselves. So from an engine manufacturer's standpoint, we have a choice about how to meet that higher power demanded by our customers. Right? We can use a larger displacement, a larger engine, to fulfill that higher power demand, or we can try to get more power out of an existing platform, a smaller platform with lower displacement. Doing the latter has a number of advantages that I'll talk through today that really create customer value and by extension put Caterpillar's products in a more competitive position.
Brian, thank you for kind of going over the high level effort and how long Caterpillar's been driving towards a more power dense, more customer value driven product. When we talk about customer values, what kind of things should our users expect from some of the new products coming out from Caterpillar?
The first thing you'll notice is a smaller size and lower weight than competitive products, or really even our previous generation products with the same rating. The benefit of using a smaller displacement engine, obviously, is that that engine is lighter and has a smaller dimensional properties. So how does that impact you? Smaller size, lower weight. First thing that comes up is shipping. When you're shipping a larger platform, it's based on weight sometimes, and at the larger end of the scale, can also be based on physical size. So being able to ship the same power, being able to ship a product with smaller dimensions and lower weight sometimes means you can get two on a truck instead of one. And even if it is only one, when you're shipping a product across the country or even around the world, that lighter weight translates to savings. Another thing that size does is most of these units end up in some sort of container or mechanical packaging. So a smaller dimensional unit means that overall packaging size can be smaller. The equipment that you need on site to do the final installation is less demanding, as well as depending on the size of the piece of land, the site where it's being installed, you take up less of the site, which ends up costing less.
I would imagine that that's very important, especially if you're going inside a building with some of these gensets, right? You're going into a mechanical room or whatever.
Yeah, it certainly can be. You know, not all sites are created equal. So there are sites that have plenty of space, nothing around, which would not be terribly impacted. Frequently, though, we see applications and installations where space is at a premium and quite expensive in the plant room, for example. And anywhere where space is at a premium, saving, you know, a foot or a couple of feet of floor space is absolutely critical.
So it sounds like there's a number of dimensions where our users will find benefit from these new power dense efforts. Brian, thank you for that. And those are great physical attributes. Are there performance attributes as well that come along with this power density effort?
Yeah, absolutely. So during the development process, we're always looking to optimize in ways that create customer value. And so these new products usually come with small improvements in airflow, exhaust flow, and fuel consumption, for example. And based on those improvements, they also have follow-on value impacts in the sizing of the packaging, the sizing of the exhaust or after-treatment solutions, the sizing of, say, standard belly fuel tanks. For instance, with a 48-hour belly fuel tank, even a relatively small improvement in fuel consumption will mean you need less fuel on site to get that 48 hours of runtime, which means that fuel tank's going to cost less. Then that translates, of course, back to it's going to weigh less as well. So it's going to cost less to ship. And then once you put it on site, you don't have to fill it up with as much fuel to get that 48 hours of runtime, right? So then that becomes less fuel that has to be maintained and treated on site. Those performance improvements end up compounding into long-term value improvements.
That is very interesting. And as those add up, those mean significant savings over the life of that unit, correct?
Exactly. So that connects right to the next point, really, which is about maintenance, right? So the long-term cost of owning and maintaining the equipment, using a smaller platform with a higher power density generally will lead to a lesser amount of fuel, as I mentioned, but also a lesser amount of oil and coolant capacity that has to be maintained on site. So during the regular maintenance intervals where the fluids are either maintained or replaced, that's a much lower amount of those that need to be handled and has less environmental impact.
Thank you, Brian. I'd like to share with you a story shared by one of our customers. We recently caught up with the Senior Vice President of Summa Health, Mr. David Custodio, who gave us a nice overview of Summa Health and their operations.
Summa Health actually started at Atkins City Hospital a little over 125 years ago, and the mission was and continues to be to provide the highest quality compassionate care to our patients and members and contribute to a healthier community. Summa Health employs close to 8,000. The Summa Health system is the largest employer in all of Summa County.
Next, we heard from Ed Friedel, Vice President of Construction and Property Management, about some of the power problems he faces at Summa Health and how important they are to get solved.
Our challenges with power is making sure we have the right amount of power for the right equipment at the right time. So everything in healthcare today is related to computer systems. Everything's run automatically. And when you have a patient on the table in a procedure, you can't afford for power to be lost.
Ed went on to comment about how the CAT gensets were selected and why.
So the high power density units were selected based on their footprint and the amount of power they produce. The ability to parallel them is critical and to load shed. So we can load shed off elevators, for instance, one of the chillers, one of the boilers, if we're in a critical situation where the community's out of power and we need to self-sustain for a long time.
We also asked Ed if he had other CAT gensets and what his experience had been like.
We've got engines that are 30 years old and they're still running today. I've been using Caterpillar engines for 20 some years and they're reliable. As long as I'm in charge, won't be deviating from Caterpillar.
If there's one thing to take away from our conversation today, it's really that Caterpillar is leading the way to providing the most power dense and reliable power generation products available today. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Our efforts are always, as I say, power density has been part, you know, a core part of the development of our platforms. But that development is always done based on developing customer value, right? That's what ends up making us competitive and allowing us to sell product. So ultimately, that power density that creates customer value is a win-win for Caterpillar and the customer.
Well, there you have it, folks. Brian, thank you for joining us. Everybody listening, thank you very much for your time. For more information on this topic and others, please contact your local CAT dealer or write us here at powerbytes@cat.com or visit us on Facebook at Cat Electric Power. Thank you and have a great day.